The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Tuning in to John Stedmiller's National Intel Report. I'm your guest host today, V from the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And today, well, I do want to open up the phone lines. I like talking to the daytime people since I'm usually on the nighttime prime spot. But we're going to talk about some police misconduct today. So, it is like one of my dreams. I want to have an agency. I'm already associated with several other agencies. My NGOs that are doing their best to try to hold law enforcement accountable. You know, we got the Brady List, Cop Watch, people in those organizations, people doing those things. Auditors. I want more and more people to become auditors. So I swear, if every time a cop has to deal with a citizen and he is checked on his authority, he's probably not going to like his job anymore. Probably going to quit. I think the only people who would actually enjoy being police officer at that point are people who are actually dedicated to helping the people. Not just bullies and nerds vying for positions of authority because they weren't raised right or they didn't have good childhoods. We don't need to be dealing with these people. We need real American patriots who back the Constitution and actually care about the public safety. We need those people back who care. Remember when you wanted to be a superhero as a child? And the closest thing you can think of to actually making that true is becoming a firefighter or a police officer. We need that back. We don't need just these people who barely made it through high school, had terrible lives, been picked on, or nobody respects them. So they think, oh, I'm going to join the police department. Because that's the only people who's joining the police department today. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. And when you open a doorway for those kind of people to get jobs as law enforcement, Well, guess who's next? The bona fide criminals become law enforcement. Which completely destroys the point of having a police force. To have law enforcement when you have criminals gatekeeping the law. So let's just run into, and you know what, I think we could actually have, seriously, we could have an entire news channel just dedicated to police misconduct. That's how bad things are. More people are being shot and killed in the streets by police than mass shooters, than ordinary citizens shooting ordinary citizens. That's a fact that's being overlooked. But, you know, I want to get too far, and I'm starting to rant again. Guys, call in if you guys want to talk about any of this stuff, but we're going to go ahead and dive into what we have for you today. So let's go ahead and go with that first clip.
Five cops fired, three suspended after sex misconduct probe. They should be hosed down at this point. They got to cool off with this behavior. We'll tell you more about it. This from News Channel 5 Nashville. Five officers with the Laverne Police Department in Tennessee being released. Another three officers suspended after various bouts of sexual misconduct, reportedly lying during the ensuing investigation into these claims. Fired officers are Patrol Officer Megan Hall, Patrol Officer Juan Lugo Perez, Sergeant Henry Ty McGowan, and Sergeant Lewis Powell. Okay, center right, Detective Seneca Shields on the right. The suspended officers have been identified as Patrol and Canine Officer Larry Holliday, left, Patrol Officer Patrick Magliocco, and Patrol Officer Gavin Sherbel, not pictured. Here,
that dude on the left is a canine? He looks like a human. I did not see that coming at all. Wow.
Well, why don't I get into some of the acts and you can decide. Please. According to the allegations made in the internal investigation, Hall engaged in a sexual relationship with Magliocco, Powell, Holliday, Lugo, McGowan, and Shields, which was not reported to leadership. I really want to pause right there. Of course it was not. What do you mean it was not reported to? If she reported it, Ben, that's okay. Is it okay if they would have reported this orgy, if you will?
Yeah, probably a good chance it's not going to be reported on account of them wanting to not lose their jobs. Also, it does sound like that was very dog-like behavior.
That part. Here's more for you. They engaged in a sexual relationship while on duty inside city-owned property. Again, that from News Channel 5 in Nashville. Hall also reportedly exchanged explicit photos with McGowan, Holliday, Magliocco, Shields, and Sherbel, which were reciprocated.
There were gerbils involved now too?
They'll check the body cam footage. It led to charges of sexual harassment. McGowan reportedly went into the human resources office and put his hands around the neck of employee Bethany Smith. That was witnessed by a coworker. What on earth is going on down there? Magliocco, Powell, and witness Lieutenant David Durham all initially interviewed. That was in December on the 13th, 2022. They were questioned about sexual relationships between Hall and the multiple officers named in the investigation. All of these subjects were aware of ongoing sexual conduct. Explicit images, which were sent by Hall to some of the male officers, listed in the report in various capacities. Magliocco and Powell are accused of engaging in sexual conduct with Hall on multiple occasions. Well, there's more detail, including oral sex, both on LPD property and private property. Did anybody get arrested? Did they issue any citations, fill out any reports? Did these people do any work other than have sex 24/7? Because It goes on, okay? Hal has denied any sexual conduct with Hall during his interview, but listed other officers. He said, I didn't do it, the nasty, but they did. Says they engaged in sexual acts with Hall. I know you are, but what am I? I know, you know how it goes. Hall, Magliocco, Powell, they're stated as being married to other partners in the report. Magliocco's wife is identified in the report claiming that she was seen kissing Hall during a party. Multiple Laverne officers had attended this past fall. Okay. According to an interview with Magliocco, Powell ended his involvement with Hall to conceal any sexual activity from his wife and concerns about his position with the department. The mayor's not happy about this, Ben. And I'm going to tell you what he said. Okay. Laverne Mayor Jason Cole released a statement Monday condemning the situation as, quote, unacceptable. And that once it was known, do we know if they reviewed the body cam footage? Like, was someone just archiving the footage? And they said, what? Whoa. I've just witnessed a massive, this looks like Hall and, okay.
Now,
I don't know.
Now we know why they call it a body cam.
Right. They got it in.
Look, this is obviously horrible, but also I'm curious, is Officer Hall on Instagram?
we'll see. Does she have a handle, Alex? If you look into that.
She used to have a handle on it.
Again, the mayor says unacceptable. Once it was known, there was an immediate investigation. He stated further, top priority moving forward will be rebuilding public trust.
This dude looks like he's the mayor of a beer hall. Look at this dude.
The mayor, I don't know, mayor. I'll leave it alone. But he says, listen, he's going to take action here, Ben. And he says they'll not only rebuild public trust, but they'll have to retrain all employees. Are you kidding me? Okay. And I wouldn't use, well, don't say it, Sharon. I wouldn't use the word train. This is, it's just too much. But what kind of retraining? What, we got to train people not to have an orgy on city property while in, well, not in uniform, but on duty?
Yeah, no, they have to, because the initial training handbook said that orgies are not recommended.
Okay, and I got updated.
They need to update that. They're strictly forbidden, should be the language for a police department.
Well, maybe the chief can do better. Okay, because the chief now, let's throw up, the chief does look like a serious man here who's worked his whole life in law enforcement, and he's not going to put up with this. So let's give you the statement from the chief. This is a difficult situation for our department and for the city, but I want to be clear that the actions of a few do not represent this department as a whole. Only 20% of it, apparently. I mean, that's five, what is it, seven officers? This is not a big department. I add that part, but the chief says, we are working diligently to rebuild the trust of our citizens in our community. We understand this will take time and diligence from our command staff and officers to repair the honor and integrity of our department. Can they, Ben, rebuild trust after this widespread breach?
I mean, I don't even think this is a trust issue as much as can they focus their attention back on crime prevention and less on booty getting?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like that's the real question we're dealing with here.
And that's an important question. It's an important question. And I do want to say this. As the department continues to rebuild, Hall was not called out as the only woman involved in this, equal opportunity, equal offenders, Ben?
I don't know. I just think this police department took very seriously getting involved in the halls of justice.
If we continue, I mean, if this continues, you know what he does for a living. I don't know why I wanted to
be. You believe me, I'm being very restrained right now. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to break.
Says, go to break.
Yeah,
go to
break. We're going to go to break because this is, again, they're cleaning things up down there in Tennessee. And this appears to be an isolated incident over many weeks. with many personnel in the Laverne Police
Chief
Department.
Put Hall on desk duty.
Well, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. This is the lightest story that we have tonight. I want to start light. Even though taking on, it was actually 8 officers, this little lady, I think they were trying to recreate that website, Blacks on Blondes. I can imagine, I mean, I know I'm not a female, but just the, if I knew some of these officers were gay and I was in the same room with them, I'd feel like it was prison and I shouldn't drop the soap because I'm going to be split in half. That's how jacked these officers are, all right? And of course, nobody's checking for steroids. It's the police department. They should be checked for drugs every single day. They should be breathalyzed every single day they come into work. But we know that's it's hypocrisy. You know, that's just not going to happen. Laws for me and not thee. But anyhow, yeah, I am not going to sit here on a holy high horse. Okay. I'm a millennial. Not perfect. I have gotten it on at probably half the jobs that I've worked. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of a make the connection now kind of a guy. Why wait later? Yeah, I treated girls like Snicker bars. I understand where you're coming from, where these people are coming from, all right? I snuck a couple girls in the broom closet when I was in the military, all right? In the back office of whatever. Hell, even in the bushes when I was landscaping. Or I got invited in for some Kool-Aid or just whatever snack from whoever I was yard I was landscaping. Yeah, listen, I'm a big guy. Big, muscular guy, alpha male-ish type. Even though I'm a signal male. I mean, I know the importance of dominating people around you. As horrible as that may sound. But when you have someone throwing it out at you, you're going to catch it. You're just going to. So, I may sound like a misogynist, but this is what happens when you throw a woman in this type of workforce. You know, okay, I know we're coming up on commercial break here. Let's just go ahead and take the commercial break. Because we gotta really examine this and get down to the nitty gritty. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, we should have saved that bumper for the next video. Oh, man. Oh, well, okay. So, now, I don't want to seem like a misogynist or anything. I'm not wanting to vilify these cops. I'm not wanting to. I've literally been in the same situations before. Okay? I've had groups of friends, and with my generation, I mean, there's just one girl that throws it to everybody in the group. In my situation, I usually don't find out till after the fact, but it happens. It happens. Then again, there are times when, you know, you're with the girl and you know your friends haven't had any in forever, especially your good close friends. Hey, your feelings are waning for this girl. You hook them up. You play Dr. Love. And then you go on about your business. So, I mean, these guys have testosterone. You see these guys, they're jacked. All right, testosterone. Testosterone serves two purposes. Sex and violence. All right? That's just what it is. That's what it is. That's why they're in the uniforms to begin with. Because they're capable of great violence. Trained in great violence. And that is the scenario. You mean you women want to join the police force? You women want to join the military? I have heard the complaints of the women in the military. Oh, sexual harassment! Sexual harassment! You've essentially thrown these women into a fraternity with guns. You put them in a boys' club. That's like, yeah, making equal opportunity access to the boys' treehouse. It's their rules. You want to be involved? You want to be included? It's the boys' rules. To make that otherwise, you're kind of, you're pushing the envelope. Now, I don't want to sit here and say that they shouldn't have professionalism. These people most definitely should be professional. If you have those type of feelings and those type of sexual proclivities, then you might want to save it for off the clock and in private. Being in the police locker room, you've got three of your other police, fellow police officers railing you. Then, you know, that's taxpayer time. That's taxpayer dollar. That's the real crime committed here. Well, and the fact that the little lady was married, is married. The husband has no plans on getting a divorce. He says he wants to work it out. Okay? That is his business, and I don't, I mean, the guy himself, he's law enforcement. He's a sheriff's deputy for the county that they're in. So, and it's kind of weird. His name's Jedediah. I think he might be like Amish or something, or from the Dutch folk. Maybe doesn't believe in divorce. I don't know. I can only speculate. But this kind of police misconduct probably goes on a lot. As, of course, this isn't the first time we're hearing about it, but this is a pretty big one when you have eight guys running a train on you in the police station. This is, I don't know. Maybe I know secret societies that do this kind of stuff, and maybe they try creating their own. But again, it's taxpayer dollar, and it should not be going on. Retraining officers? Yeah, maybe we need to. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right. So we actually have with us, we got a surprise visitor, actually, I should say. Got Roger Landry here. And, well, we're going to take a break on the current topic, and we're going to get this news flash here and a comprehensive look into the subject matter of our sitting president. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, the reason he's sitting is because at his age, it's just too hard for him to stand for very long. So
he'll be lost if he wanders off.
Anyway, let's start this off with a question, V. Let's start this off with a question. Has the deep state turned on Biden? No, I'm dead serious. Anybody out there who...
supporting him.
Oh, no, they're not.
No?
That's where we're going. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Everybody out there needs to understand that Joe Biden would never be sitting in the White House if it was strictly dependent on an election. There's far too much proof that has been stuffed in the cracks for anybody who has any brains whatsoever and has done any research whatsoever not to know that the election was literally rigged, and we're talking about the 2020 presidential election, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Why did they do that? They did that simply because they needed to effect a massive change in the United States. You cannot bring global governance in unless you take the cowboys of the world to their knees. They knew darn right well they were not going to do that with Trump sitting in the White House. They weren't going to do it. It wasn't going to happen. They had seen 4 years of Trump, and they knew damn right well that all of their plans would be put on hold for another 4 years if Trump got reelected. Push comes to shove. Here's Bubba Joe. Okay? The only reason Bubba Joe is sitting in the White House is because he is so compromised, it is insane. He's compromised by the Chinese. That's not a guess anymore. It's a fact. He's compromised by the Ukrainians. Not a guess. It's a fact. Compromised by the Russians. Yeah, actually the wife of the mayor of Moscow. But again, this is not even a question anymore. These are facts. As a matter of fact, if we go to the documents that were discovered in Joe Bob's office, his think tank. Anybody out there think it's a little ridiculous to associate the words think tank with Joe Biden? Anyway, those documents reportedly covered the Ukraine, China, and Iran. Whoa, hold on. What about Iran? Well, that would be the time, I guess, when Obama and Biden sent pallets of cash over to Iran to buy the Iranian deal that was signed when Obama was in office. That wasn't negotiated. That was literally bought and paid for. So all of these documents that were found, okay, all of the documents that are extremely highly classified, gives these individuals, the deep state, the ability to do what? Okay. Joe Bob was installed so that he could bring America to her knees economically, education-wise, sovereignty-wise, southern border, damn near destroy the military, mandatory vaccines, which as of now there aren't any more mandatory vaccines in the military. All of these things had to be done by a president who was totally controlled, because one who wasn't would be able to realize that he was bringing a wrecking ball to the United States and that he would be held accountable. And his political career at the end of this first 4 years, if he made it through the first 4 years, would be trash. Over. Done. He would never be reelected. But Joe Bob didn't have anything to lose. He is basically so far compromised, it's insane. Except he's stepping up to do other things. He's looking so stupid sometimes now that people are wondering, what the hell is this guy even saying? He won't answer questions. He won't give interviews unless they're rigged. Everybody in the country is starting to realize this guy is a major puppet. Now he has accomplished some of the major issues that the puppet masters needed accomplished, but his personality and the things he has accomplished for them have made him the most unliked, unpopular president in history. But not only that, also the most distrusted president in history. How the hell do you win an election supposedly by 16 to 18 million votes by sitting in your basement for 90 to 95% of an election cycle? While Trump is speaking at rallies, they get 50, 60,000 people with another 5,000 standing outside because there weren't any seats for them to sit in a massive stadium. Okay, so here's Joe Bob. He's sitting in office. What did he do? Totally ignored the border. Absolute disaster for America. What did he do? Mandated vaccines to our military. Made a massive disruption in one of the best organized militaries on the planet has ever seen. And it has caused massive blowback. Okay? And I could go on. What about the education system? What about the food system? Okay? All of these things have gone to their knees. There has been more destruction, more failure in this country in the last 2 years, listen to me, V, in the last 2 years than in the last 20 years combined. We have seen more disasters in this country in two years. So now all of a sudden, we're talking about the 2024 elections. When you talk a presidential election, and it's not quite so bad when you're talking about midterms for Congress and senators. When you're talking about a presidential election, at least 24 months, 2 years prior to that election, there is some heavy-duty politickling going on. Big time. Okay? This is how it works. They understand totally, and this is the deep state, that he has gone from being the asset who they can get to do anything they wish to being a detriment to continue to hold the presidency after the 2024 election. So what do you need to do? What you need to do is you need to make Joe Bob so unpopular or so crooked that he either bows out or has absolutely no chance at all, basically a snowball in hell, of ever getting reelected. But still, it's the bowing out they want. Why do they want the bowing out? So someone else can sit there without having to worry about running against Joe and then running against a Republican. So what do we have? We have the biggest dual-tier justice we have ever seen. We've been hearing about this for the last 2 years. We've got a two-tier justice system. We've got a two-tier justice system. Let's put it on full-blown display. President Trump, or ex-President Trump, okay, was his compound was raided for holding classified documents. The classified documents at Mar-a-Lago were not only in a secured area, they were in an area requested by the security that came down with the first set of meetings he had about the documents. He showed everybody the documents. He showed them what he had. He showed them where they were stored. And they said, this is all great, but put an extra lock on that, which is exactly what he did. So they were aware that all of the documents Trump had were in a secure area. That's point number one. What's point number two? Point number two is the only person on the planet who has the ability to declassify a document merely by looking at it and shaking his head up and down, yep, declassified. That's all he needs to do. He doesn't have to petition Congress. He doesn't have to fill out forms. He doesn't have to do anything but state those documents are declassified. He has unconditional power over declassification. If Trump says whatever was sitting in Mar-a-Lago was declassified, he is one of 46 people that ever had the power to do that. And he simply stated he did, which in fact means they were declassified. Now, let's put two and two together. They were in a secure location by the government's own request, which he met. His compound is protected by Secret Service full time because he's an ex-president. So the compound is secure. And he has the unequivocal right over anybody on the planet, because at the time he left, when he left the White House, to declassify anything simply by saying it's declassified. So if you put two and two together, Trump did not have them haphazardly thrown around. They were under full guard by some of the best security forces on the planet, the people who guard the president of the United States. And he had unequivocal, unchallengeable power to declassify anything just by stating it was. Now we switch to Joe Biden. Oh, let me finish up with Trump first. They have done everything they can for the last year to get this guy thrown in prison. There was even one congressman that said he's committed treason. He needs to be put in front of a firing squad. They're all idiots. They know damn right well Trump did not commit one single illegal fraction. If he had, I'm going to ask you this, if Trump had committed an actionable crime, don't you think they'd have him in prison right now, which would automatically disqualify him from running in 2024? Don't you think so?
They would have grabbed him by the you-know-what.
Yes, but they didn't because they couldn't. So now let's go to the other – let's flip over to the other side. Let's talk about Joe Bob. Okay? There's three presidents we need to talk about here. Joe Biden's the second one. Joe Biden has been found to have highly classified documents, TSSI or above, okay, SCI documents. How do I know how high a classification that is? My security clearance, remember, I worked basically under contract with the DOD for over 20 years, was above TSSI. This is what I did. So I know the level of this classification. If you're going to read it, you have to do it in a ship. If you are going to take it out of an area, you need written permission, and in some cases, you need to be accompanied by a guard, so on and so forth. We go down the line. This is very highly classified. It cannot be haphazardly laid around. If it does, if someone like me does that, when I was working for the government, I would have been in prison for 10 years. That's not a joke. That's a fact. But Joe Bob had documents stuffed in a closet in the Biden think tank. Really? How the hell do you associate those words with each other, Biden and think tank? But he's got 10 documents dealing with China, Iran, okay, and or I believe the UK. And if you stop to consider the documents and their level of clearance, you must also consider that that office is in a building that was funded to the tune of up to $54 million, some say as high as $34 million, by the Communist Chinese. And one of the people that was sharing that office space with them was a Communist Chinese who reported directly to the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, or the Chinese Communist Party, however you wish to say it. So now we know that we have documents that are above top secret, TSSI or higher, that's top secret sensitive intelligence or higher. We know that they're in an unsecure area. We know that the office space is being shared by our biggest adversary on the planet. And we know that adversary are the people who had spent the money to give Joe Bob this elegant office, the Penn Biden office, the Penn Biden Center. Now, put all that together, and that's not even bad enough. What gets even worse is he had documents at his home. There have been four document dumps already. One document, which is supposedly SCI clearance or higher, was found in a cardboard box next to the garbage, which is sat right next to his beloved Stingray Corvette. And when asked about it, he sternly looked at that reporter and said, "That document was in with my Corvette. I take care of that. Enough said." And he got up to walk away. Lee, if you'd have said that, they still would have thrown you in prison for 10 years. If I would have said that, they still would have thrown me in prison for 10 years. But you cannot prosecute a sitting president. So he's not going to get prosecuted for this. So where does it go from here? Joe Biden, at this point in time, has committed the highest level of gross negligence when it comes to classified materials I have ever seen in my 68 years. I'm not saying it's never been worse. I'm saying this is what I have seen. This is what I am aware of in detail. This guy literally, okay, has stretched the limit far beyond belief. Now we go to the third president. Okay, and they're not going to not going to impeach Biden because they don't control the Senate. They would need the Senate in order to run a successful impeachment for this. They can't do that. So they're going to literally either force him to resign or make sure he doesn't run again. But now we go to the third president. Who's the third president in this? And this will round off this little speech here. The third president is Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is sitting at his desk right now going, "Are you kidding me? Remember what I've told you over and over again," and he's talking to the entire world. This is what he's thinking. "I told you never underestimate Joe's ability to F something up." So here sits Obama. These classified documents, highly classified documents, were removed from the White House while Obama was still president and Joe Bob was vice president. Joe Bob did not have any right whatsoever to declassify them. The only thing that saves Joe Bob at this point is for Obama to step up and say, I was the president. I had complete declassification authority. I declassified them and told Joe Bob he could take them where he took them. Now, that puts Obama in a very bad place because for 6 years, not a word of that was mentioned to anybody. Okay? But all of a sudden, it is. So either Obama steps up to say he declassified them, which really puts him in an extremely bad light, or he lets Joe Bob sink. But if he does step up to cover Joe Bob's back, what he does is totally vindicate Trump, because he will have admitted to doing exactly what they're trying to bury Trump to do. So again, Joe Bob has put Obama in a situation, and these two fought all the time when they were in the White House. They do not like each other. But at the same time, he's looking at Joe Bob going, he's managed to F it up again. So now we've got three presidents involved here. We've got Trump, we've got Biden, and we've got Obama. And I'm going to tell you something. This story is going to get bigger, badder, better, faster. And I'll take a breath. Thank you for letting me get that out, Lee.
Well, yeah. talked about this last night. I think the only thing I missed was the fact that Trump also has a Secret Service guarding him. That's the only thing I missed.
Which means his facility was totally secure.
Well, secure.
As secure as you're going to get it. But Joe Bob, he has these documents in a house that Hunter Biden was living in, and Hunter Biden was tied to the Chinese, and these documents are supposedly covering portions of China and issues with China. And yeah, okay. Hunter is literally the, I don't know, it's the icing on the cake. Because we know via Hunter Biden's laptop that he's compromised by the Chinese. And by him being compromised and his dad being the big guy, and a lot more that's actually on the laptop that most people aren't aware of, Biden's son, Hunter, is a compromised foreign agent. If that's the case, and Daddy knew it, and Daddy gave him access to that office, which he had, Daddy gave him access to that house, which he rented and lived in, and those documents have been there for 5 to 6 years. There are no records for who went to the private residence, and we know they shared an office with a gentleman from a Chinese company which reports directly to the CCP. Everything we're looking at here says this is pay for play. Everything we're looking at here says both him and his son are compromised to the max, to the tune of millions upon millions of dollars. And everything here says that Obama is in the toughest spot he's ever been in. He either lets Joe off totally by saying he authorized that and taking all of the crap onto himself, or he says nothing and watch Joe Bob fall hard. But will Joe Bob fall without saying anything? That's a question.
You know, I was joking with Saad Mike last night. I was saying, you know, if I want those documents, all I have to do is, wait till Joe Bob was gone with his Corvette and just back into his garage. I'll take what I wanted in less than 30 seconds, be out of there.
Well,
that's very
secure,
right?
I started this all off with the question, okay, has the deep state turned on Joe Bob? And if you stop to consider this, when his lawyers, and since when do lawyers go to move documents or move stuff from one office to another? Lawyers making a couple hundred grand a year, you bring them in to move stuff? No, you had to have known this was very sensitive information, which is why you asked the lawyers to do it in the first place. When these lawyers found these documents that nobody knew existed, All they had to do was take out their BIC and do a flick. When those documents were gone, none of this would have been a reality. But what did they do? They took those documents and they reported them to the DOD. Then they found more and they reported them to the DOD. They did that four times. They didn't even have to do it once. All they had to do was destroy those documents and nobody would have known. If the deep state wasn't gunning for Joe Bob to make sure that he steps up very soon to say he's not going to be running for president, if he doesn't do that, he's hung. These people literally went out of their way to put his butt under the gun, and they didn't have to. There's only maybe, what, 30 documents total? You could have put them in a small metal wastebasket, started it on fire, end of problem. None of this would have happened. And that's what you expect from people that are loyal to you and have been for how long now? Joe Bob is literally being pushed out of the way by those who insisted that he go into office and accomplish the things he's already accomplished. It's time for Joe to go. And his own people are pushing him out the door. None of those documents had to go to the DOD. They all could have been destroyed in seconds, and none of this would have happened. Nobody would have known. Ever.
Okay, well, very quickly, and I present this as an argument,
sure.
As I did last night. I think that the backers might be just getting the population used to such incompetence or corruption. You know, the frog and the boiling water scenario. Because what are we going to do about it?
I do agree that in a lot of cases that is what is happening, but mm-hmm. not something this grandiose. Okay. Not something this has massive consequences. If they would have simply burned those documents, they could have done exactly what you're saying, and they already are in other areas that are a little bit more sublime, a little bit more well hidden, but are just as effective. Doing it here screams one thing to the world. The deep state wants Joe Bob gone. Or you never would have known that 30 documents, highly classified, had left the White House without the permission of the president, Obama. You never would have known that. So are you right? You hit the nail right on the head. In this case, no.
Okay.
It wouldn't work. It would not work in this case. It's too big an issue. Why? Because they're beating Trump into the ground. And I got to run.
Well, I thank you for your surprise visit. It's always a pleasure. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to keep this on your mind. What's going on with the world? We're going to take a break here and be back at the top of the hour. So stay tuned.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.